Listen to Today with Sean O'Rourke with the RTE Radio Player.
I hate, says one caller, the idea of taking on Black Friday. Bring back the Cultiate when you'd get people looking for pots of tea and cutlery in McDonald's. And why not look for cutlery in McDonald's? I know people who just refuse to eat a meal unless they can do it with a knife and fork. Civilization still lives in some quarters. Now, last year it was vegetables. This is staying with bargains, by the way. And now for 2014, it's wine. Supermarkets are battling it out to provide fine wines at low prices. Lidl has bought up 5% of all the wines in Bordeaux and will be selling them to its customers. Meanwhile, its big arch German-based rival Aldi has its super premium wines and spirits, which are in some cases 78% less than the normal price. Joining me now, wine writer Tomás Clancy. Tomás, thank you so much for coming in.
Good morning.
Again, we're back to the conversation, I suppose, in one sense with Conor Pope. Or, you know,
exactly.
You can save 78 euro if you just buy this bottle of wine for 22.
It's a startling thing. I'm also from Galway, so we can continue the Galway theme as well. And we're looking for, bargains. But, you know, do we need them in the first place? Do we need the thing in the first place? The interesting thing is that that's really at the heart of this discussion for both Aldi and Lidl, because what they've got is they have managed to acquire a very large percentage of the Irish population coming in to shop with them. And the people who have come in to shop over the last 5 years since the economic downturn have in fact included a very large proportion of people that they mightn't have previously been core shoppers for these two shops. So you have dentists and accountants and a very broad section
posh
of
people.
The middle class as well. So a large middle class section, every part of this country is now shopping at Lidl and enjoying it, really enjoying it.
So what's been happening then on their wine shelves?
On their wine shelves, what they have is an opportunity to bring people with them, because they can't, they've got these people in there. They've got people who've enjoyed the bargain side of it and enjoyed the purity and the austerity of it, I think. I think that people are now coming out in the same way that people are always talking about pennies in the old days or duns, and look at this thing that I got for a fiver.
And that would be the thing. You could come across people saying, oh God, this is a grand wine. What about that for $6.99 in Aldi or Lidl or whatever? But something is happening at the other end of things now.
Yes. You see, what's going on is, of course, this is an opportunity to bring those people with them. As the country and the economy starts to very, very slowly trickle upwards again, then what you don't want to do is lose those people and have them return to where they were previously. So here's an opportunity to bring them a little bit with you in the one section where you can actually, really sort of double, treble and quadruple prices. If you have a cheese that moves from €2.99 to €70, I think people would run. Absolutely run. But what you're having in the wine section is where you had wines that were 7 to 11, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 euros, you can now put something in there that's 40 euros or 28 euros or 90 euros. And of course, people immediately understand that if it's here and if it's in this shop, that what they're getting is something that's been slashed to the bone, or at least that's what they're thinking
about. Are they right in thinking that, or are they being fooled?
Well, there are two bits to this. I think in the very good wines, in the wines that are between about 25 to 85 euros, they are getting this. What I don't know how, it's hard to know. Power. If you buy 5% of the market in Bordeaux, then you are a power player, and this is how you can squeeze your margins out of it. So certainly they have. Lidl have a Chateau Nenin, which is a Pomerol, which you could easily expect to pay for this kind of Pomerol. In fact, indeed, this Pomerol, you can be looking at maybe 100 euros or 120 euros, and they have it for they have it for 80 euros, and they have the second wine of it for around about 40 euros. Now, that represents an actual saving. But again, like I would echo Conor Pope, if you were going to spend the 120 in the first place. So if you're going to spend the 120, this is a real bargain. And what's happening now as well is that they've decided to move away from the branded their own, Lidl or Aldi Bordeaux. They have those there. They're still there at the prices that they've always been, sort of 7, 8, 9, 10 euros. But they've now gone out there and they've knocked on doors of Chateau. They've knocked on doors of wineries and they've said, we would like to actually buy your wine. We'd like to buy and put the word, have Chateau Majeur on our shelf. And they've obviously talked to them in a very smart fashion, because instead of being 28, they've got it for 18, 19, 20. It's very interesting.
And they would buy the lot from some vineyards, would
they? Yes, they would. I mean, they're buying en primeur, they're buying futures in wines, and they're also going and they're buying out entire stock. And if you come into a market like Bordeaux and take 5% of that market, you will be able to talk very happily. They'll be delighted. There are 11,000 chateaux in Bordeaux. We know of maybe 200 or 300. So there's a lot out there to explore if they want to go and explore them at that level. But previously, obviously, that's not.
And then, so that's what Lidl have done. And Aldi, meanwhile, with their super premium wines, have they done something similar?
They've done exactly the same. They haven't quite gone to the upper levels of that Lidl have gone. They haven't gone for the fine wine market, but they have improved their base range, their everyday range. They've gone out and they've sourced them from very good wineries, where they've gone to them and they've said, they've done the alternative game. We would like to buy all the rest of your wine and we'll put it in under, our name or under a name that we'll develop.
Well, presumably the Margaret Heffernans of this world and the people who run Super Value and O'Brien's and all of the other smaller outlets as well, they're hardly going to sit back and watch this happening with their arms folded and watch their customers go down the street.
They have not at all. And in fact, every day we are now getting people involved in the wine writing business. We are being invited to enormous tastings, the kind of tastings that we haven't seen for 5 or 10 years. Well, certainly for 5 years. If somebody's out there looking for signs of recovery, early shoots are really sort of issues such as this. This is an affordable luxury. It's probably the most affordable luxury. Very few people can decide as a luxury they're going to go out and buy themselves a new car. They need thousands to buy a new car. But this, if you decide you're going to spend 25 or 40 euros on yourself instead of 7 or on your family, then that's a luxury you can get into it at a reasonable price.
Now, you, I understand, recommend some German wines from the German multiples Aldi and Lidl. Why?
Yes, it's a very interesting idea that they have. They don't do enough of it, but I'd like to encourage them, and I'd like to encourage anyone listening to think about the fact that they are in the German market. They're both German players. German wines, despite everything we do from a critical side to get people interested in Riesling and Gewürztraminer, are not big sellers. So what they have is they have access to very good quality wine. Very good quality wine. And not a lot of other players are in that field. When they're trying to buy in Bordeaux, they're up against a lot of very big players around the world. Tesco, would be an enormous player. But they can buy them at very well pitched prices. And they can offer us the kind of things that if you're actually in Germany, you'd be paying more for them. They would be selling them in shops, in small shops, and you'd be seeing that very wine at maybe, 18, 25 euros. And we can see it here at 10 or 12 or
Germans
13.
Really don't do red, sure they don't.
Now they do. I recently been in Stuttgart and in southern Germany in the kind of the tranche that goes down towards Switzerland, which is essentially just across from Alsace. And they are making lovely Pinot Noir there. They are going to be...
And is that in these German... is it in Aldi and Lidl?
Yeah, they have a couple of Pinot Noir. So look out for Blaufränkisch and...
And the whites, again, just the fear I think a lot of people might have without any great knowledge is that, you'd be sweetened to death by the German wine.
Well, thank God, no. A lot of the great Rieslings now are... Great Rieslings have always been dry. The nonsense, the rubbish that used to come out under Liebfraumilch is what people think is Riesling. And it was this over-sweetened stuff to try and, I don't know what, to maybe to lure people in, to make it soft and interesting. We want lovely, lean, crisp, delightful Riesling. And that's available and... Have a look in both Lidl and Aldi.
Tomás, thank you very much indeed for coming to studio. It's a little after 11. By the way, your queries for Gerry Daly, keep them coming or start them coming if you haven't sent them already. 51551, he'll be with us just after, I'd say, 11:15 or thereabouts. But right now, at a minute past 11, over to the RTE newsroom and Susan Jackson.